This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Because I understand how people can be driven. And it's not always their fault. Those who wanted to benefit materially, financially, from ignorant members of American society, or the American citizenry, they intentionally aggravated the relationship of blacks and whites. They aggravated that relationship. They did things that never should have been done, wasn't right. It was for their advantage in the future. They made the relationship of blacks and whites much worse. And I'm sure many whites, if they heard what I'm saying right now, they would agree and appreciate what I'm saying. And I know many of you African Americans, and especially Muslims and good Christians and good Muslims, I know you understand too where I'm coming from, and you agree with my analysis. I'm sure you do. Now, much to be said on that, but I have to go on to something else. The public domain. I know it's difficult sometimes. It's very difficult. You're trying to make a living, and you working full-time, and wife working full-time, and you sometimes you got children working too, and you all just working. Well, it looks like you can never get in a comfortable situation where you don't have to worry about the bills. Everybody working has still got to worry about the bills. Not getting enough money to satisfy your needs. Just your needs. It's difficult. They're raising the minimum wage have been raised. But the complaint is coming from our politicians that it's not enough. Still not enough. We're still living below the poverty line. Those who are poor. Our income is not such that it can take us out of poverty. So this is the reality, but we should work on it together. Don't get angry with anybody. And if you buy the logic that God gives to us, buy the way of perceiving reality and things in our charge, our own charge, the way God wants us to receive it, and believe me, when he's speaking of the garden, he's not just speaking to common people. He's speaking more importantly to our government people, to the people who are in charge of our life, our community life, our government. He's speaking to them more so than he's speaking to the common people. But he's also speaking to the common people, and he's speaking in such language that if we preachers would bring the message that God has given us in these concepts and in these stories regarding these concepts, if we could bring it to the common following, to common people, in the following are the common citizens that we are also a member of too. We are preachers, you're a common citizen too. If he wasn't, he wouldn't charge, he wouldn't take up a collection. But he's a common citizen too. He has to have a collection to pay his rent, pay his bills too. He got monthly bills coming at him too every month. So we all common poor folks, you know. Even our leaders are poor. Now we know some of them have a whole lot of money, but they're still poor because you have and favored them having appetite way above their means. Oh, we got to see our preacher in a new Cadillac. Oh, get him a new Cadillac. Oh, he's been driving that for 2 years. Honey, let us ask the congregation to get Reverend so-and-so a new Cadillac. So you got him living right up there. And you know what they call it? Enjoying achievement that is in another person that you love and that you lift up, that you really want to enjoy yourself. So you really want that Cadillac yourself. You want a brand new Cadillac. Well, since you can't get it and take the whole congregation to get one person that Cadillac, and he's your favorite son, the preacher is a favorite son, and should be. He's your favorite son, so you get him the Cadillac. Now, all the poor ones that ain't got nothing but a dune buggy, what do you call it, to ride in, you put him in that, And when he riding it, you are spiritually riding in there with him. In fact, you under the wheel. That's the car we bought, Reverend so-and-so-and-so. So let us get God's message that he wants for us. And he wants us to all feel that we are equally his creation. We are equally his dependents. Equally. You know, I'm speaking from the language of the Department of Revenue now. Dependence. So, yes, we are all equally God's dependents. And he wants all of us to progress. He wants all of us to progress to the extent that we feel good in our souls as achievers. As achievers. Do you know achieving better conditions, achieving a better level of life in society or a higher status, do you know that's a demand in the soul? And a lot of us don't know that our bad condition internally is not because we were given some poison or some organ got damaged in here physically. It's because we are not measuring up to the demands of our soul, the soul that God created to register what's happening to you and to carry the burden for you and to then let you know by letting you feel the burden, you become distressed, you become confused. Sometimes it's so bad you become hysterical, you just lose your senses and you're screaming and hollering and throwing things. And nobody is guilty of causing that but you. It's your soul. Your soul putting that burden into your conscience. So you can hurt too up here and in your heart. So let us unburden ourselves by having the courage to face the moral issues. You know, as a race, we have lost the courage to face moral issues. But Frederick Douglass, who charged the United States with a great moral issue, he placed upon the whole United States a heavy moral issue, Frederick Douglass. At the time when we were discriminated against, still some slaves around too, Frederick Douglass spoke out publicly, and these are his words. You claim democracy, and you claim Christ Jesus, and your behavior is such that would shame a nation of savages. Now those are a few words. They're not long. He didn't have to talk for an hour. That's just a few words. It took him a couple of minutes to say it. But how far-reaching and how compacting, huh? Or I should say impacting, were those words. Compact, and that they are powerful in a small expression, but so powerful. And had the power to impact the leaders of the United States and the world. They didn't change suddenly, but believe me, they were dealt a blow that was going to eventually change the whole way that they were dealing with and treating black people in this country. Frederick Douglass. Now, after we have had such leaders to address moral issues in the behavior of whites of this country toward blacks, and others to follow, all the way to Dr. King, who challenged this country to prove worthy of having the respect that it wants and claims by making improvements upon its character. He said that he had a dream. And he dreamed one day that they won't judge a man by the color of skin, but by the content of his character. Isn't that what he said? Now, let's give this a few moments of thought. Don't judge me by my skin color. This is a great leader that gained all of us. Even Honorable Elijah Muhammad appreciated him so much till he invited him to his home. A lot of you don't know this. Dr. King sat at Honorable Elijah Muhammad's dining table, and they had coffee and pleasant communication, pleasant talk. And he shared his Mr. Muhammad shared his thinking and his idea of what we should have as a future and how we should help one another with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. also gave him further knowledge of what Dr. King wanted as a leader of the civil rights movement of our people in this country for social justice. And when they left, they parted as friends. They greeted each other as friends. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad continued his work as he was doing it, and Dr. King continued his work. They did not attempt to change each other, to make each other stop and you accept my way or nothing. Two intelligent men met. Two spiritual believers in God met. An intelligent man. And that was a wonderful meeting. But could it be shared with the public? No. If it had been shared with the public, Dr. King wouldn't have been the leader for long, because his stupid, narrow-minded people in his following, not all of them, but have been too many narrow-minded Christians in his following to accept him, that he continued to be their leader. So it wasn't made public. Yes. Now, getting back to my point. The public domain is every citizen's property. If I'm a citizen of the United States, there's no public street that you can block to me because my home is in New York. You can't say I can't drive my car down this street in Chicago because my home is in New York. I'm not a citizen of Chicago, I'm a citizen of New York. You can't do that. The public domain belongs to all of the citizens of the United States. We got some turf bosses, they don't want to respect that. You come into my town, you better get a letter. You bring a letter saying that you can come here, that you have been authorized to come here. Do you know we have dismantled that thing for a long time, for 30 or more years or so, and the attitude is still in some of the local leaders? What are you doing in my town? They'll speak to you just like that. Hey, where you come from? What are you doing here? What are you doing? None of your business what I'm doing. You want me to call the police on you, black man? Deal with them. Don't be afraid of them. Deal with them. You're a citizen of the United States. You can go to any town you want. In fact, if your cousin lives next door to his place, you can sleep next door to it. And tell him if it disturbs me, I'm gonna call 911. Living with their little small concept of reality. Oh, it's so small that it violates reality everywhere except in about 25 square feet. So it's in every person. It might be sleeping in our soul, but if we bring the right words from God or the right words from good common sense to you, it'll awaken that reality in your soul, and you will gain back your human nobility, your human honor, your human dignity in the best sense. Yes, we are all entitled to have some, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say, some of this good earth that we are responsible for. And if you have nothing but your apartment or your room, please respect the authority that God gave you to make it a paradise. Make it a paradise. You're poor, you can't put colored TVs and all that and all this technology in there. You can't do that. But you know you don't need all that. You know, if you got the right spirit, the right feelings inside of you for each other, whether it's a family or a few members or just a man and a wife sharing one room on a condominium or whatever, if you have that, you can go out of your small room or apartment and go walking through the park in your city. Stop and sit on the bench. Take a little break and look up at the sky. Walk a little further, and when you see a bunch of beautiful flowers, stop and say, "Honey, aren't those beautiful flowers?" And if she's so irritated, she says, "I don't want to see no flowers." Just keep walking. If she's happy to keep walking with you, please just keep walking. This is therapy. This is better than $50 an hour that you will pay a shrink. Just keep walking with her. And if she's if her irritation increases, then maybe you want me to carry you on my back. I think you're a little tired and weak. Now, if you're me, you can't do that, right? So you just tell her, "I want to carry you on my back, sweetie." And she'll say, "You know I can't let you carry me on your back." And just keep walking. And walk on out of the park, because irritation has set in. Walk on out of the park and say, you like Kentucky Fried. Or you like Harold's. You have a taste for it now, honey? Yeah. Can I get a soda with it? Oh, sure, you can get a soda and whatever else you like. The way I feel now, I'm ready to sell my watch and get you a steak. Create a paradise. Create a Garden of Eden. Create a paradise. No matter what situation you're in, try to create a paradise. Now I'm gonna sum this up by going back to the public domain and our responsibility as citizens. Each of us as citizens own the public domain. Who are the owners of the public domain? The citizens of the United States of America. We are the owners of the public domain. It's not private property. It's collective property. It's the property of the collective many, the citizens of the United States. So, the Satan, the devil, who want to see as many of the people as possible become irresponsible, negligent of their responsibility, regarding their responsibility, caring less for values. The Satan benefits, because when you're like that, most of your money and earnings go to him. But if we love and care for each other, most of our earnings will go to making our life a paradise, to making the family life a paradise. Yes, but we're so selfish. Everybody wants a Mercedes Benz. Hey, boy, you ain't even out of high school yet. And just because I'm making $70,000 a year and scuffling, I'm working hard, you want a Mercedes Benz because I got one? You can't even get a bicycle, boy, until you show me you got some industry and respect for your own self. Get out there and wash some windows and make some money. Sell some Chicago Defenders if you can't do more than that. Do anything, but get out of my face until you show me you're willing to be productive. And if you ask me for a Mercedes or Benz again, I'm going to cut your allowance down from $50 a month to $5. Now, how do you like those marbles? I'm telling you how to get this thing straight. Yeah. Now, don't start hitting on him. He'll take you to court, and you won't be able to go to work Monday. They'll have you locked up. So don't get physical. Be intelligent. The evolution of civilization, the evolution of the human spirit and mind, has brought us to a time now when we must address problems not from our feelings and emotions. And we can't be beaten on the physical body to get results. We have to use the best of our tools and instruments, our intelligence, our education. We have to come from here and from a good human heart, and address the problems we have in our children. Don't be beating on them physically. You're just making them see you as a cruel person. They already got the world of this dead, corrupt, indecent culture whipping them every day. Now you beat them physically, you're not going to correct their behavior. You're just going to make them dislike you more and become more defiant, because they already know they have more burden on them now than justice allows. Thank you very much. We're about at the conclusion of this. And I'm going to leave a few minutes for announcements to be given, or at least for us to thank our sponsors. Thank you very much. Accept the created responsibility from God to make your environment that you're responsible for, or that you at least have authority in, make it, as much as you can, make it a paradise. And we love you. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you again, radio audience. We're approaching our final hour, but we want to say thank you, wide and wonderful, to receive this powerful message from Imam W.D. Muhammad. West Coast shining, the Deep South is shining, the Northeast is shining, and definitely the Central Midwest is shining. We want to say that we have three papers that we like to highlight for good readership, and to note that they're outstanding papers. Well, one paper was the Sentinel from Los Angeles, California. They were awarded outstanding newspaper in the African-American community throughout America. So we want to salute them. And along the way, our friend that we made on behalf of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Miss Brenda, she's the executive in charge in the facility there. And they are in the process of developing post-Katrina radio station in New Orleans. So she assured us that as soon as that time came, we'll be back in the Crescent City with his ma'am bringing the program. And right behind the Citadel, we have an upcoming fast-growing paper, The Thinker. And it's coming out of Harlem, New York. And it's sponsored by the Malcolm Shabazz Enterprises. And that's headed by Imam Pasha. And we have our very own, thank you, sir. And we have our very, this is The Thinker for the video, because we're shooting today. And as you can see, the Citadel paper is good paper. And what I like about this paper here, it brings us youth forward. It's accomplishing young folk, it brings them forward. So that's a salute to the Los Angeles African American newspaper. And this is The Thinker newspaper, New York City. And we'd like to give it the same in the sense that it's emerging fast. And you can naturally see why. You see the cover, y'all? Now, also we'd like to salute and push for our Muslim Journal. That's our very own. As the mayor said, like he said about the property of the United States. So, you know, we're all dear to the paper, and we want to see all of them grow and be strong. And just imagine now, that's just three. So just what happens when the... Yes, the Observer, excuse me. The Observer from Newark, New Jersey. And that's the publisher there is the brother... talk to me. Halim? Yeah, Halim, yeah. Kudus, yes. My friend, yeah. Halim Kudus.
Well, that's not the one.
That's not the one?
You recognize this paper, too.
Right. The Forum?
No, this is the Observer. And it's in the Philadelphia
area. Oh, yes. Philadelphia City. Observer, I'm sorry. Yeah, that kind of got me crisscrossed across the creek, you know what I mean? But yeah, Philadelphia, another strong, promising town. And we just want to let the folks know that there are some people in there with the right mind to get behind Imam Muhammad and want to work and want to see things better for all of our folk. And time is just about out, but I'll show you one thing. Next month, brother, man, first Sunday, next month. November.
I don't know if anything in the way.
Yes, sir. Well, nation, look out. We're coming again November, first Sunday. And we, look, just can't say enough about this beautiful audience, as you may have said already. Fantastic. You know, if I didn't wake up in the morning, I'm satisfied. And that's a true story. And like we say, most of them say true story, big liars. But I'm not lying to you. So, let's see now.
Did you thank the sponsors?
Yes, I did, but I can do it again. We did earlier coming into the program, but again, we'd like to thank 98.7, Oakland, California. And he says, dinners to go. W. Muhammad's broadcast, Jazz Beat Radio. That's Oakland and Kalam Rashid, which is, as we said earlier, he's in rehab, but he's the brightest light in the Northwest for pushing Imam Muhammad's program. I mean, from Rehabilitation Center now. That's right. Then there's WYZE Radio, Atlanta, Georgia. Mujahideen Propagation. And that's led by Shuja Muhammad and Akbar. And also contributed to the program is Imam Furqan and the Messiah. So we thank all of them, and it can't do nothing but grow, y'all. You know, let's share the love. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.